gotta keep reading. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good book. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good book. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good, good book to read.
Dork Diaries and the Not-So-Perfect Pet Sitter by Rachel Russell. There's a series of books called Dork Diaries. This book report will focus on and the Not-So-Perfect Pet Sitter. Rachel Russell is the author of Dork Diaries, and she is born on March 13, 1959. Her genre is writing children's books. Nikki Maxwell is the main character of the story, along with her friends Chloe, Zoe, Dork Diaries and the Not-So-Perfect Pet Sitter. There's a series of books. Dork Diaries and the Not-So-Perfect Pet Sitter by Rachel Russell. There's a series of books called Dork Diaries. This book report will focus on and the Not-So-Perfect Pet Sitter. Rachel Russell is the author of Dork Diaries, and she was born on March 13, 1959. Her genre is writing children's books. Nikki Maxwell is the main character of the story, along with her friends Chloe, who has a mind of her own and she likes to think her way. Zoe, who is a follower and agrees with Nikki, and there is Brandon, who is a friendly and not afraid to say what he thinks. Nikki Maxwell is a girl who is in 8th grade at WDC. Is not very popular, however, she's very friendly and mature girl. Nikki has two best friends, Chloe and Zoe, a crush on Brandon, who is also a friend of hers. The four of them like to hang out at this place called the Cupcakery. They usually are at the Cupcakery, which is one of their favorite places to be with each other. They order cupcakes and talk about their day. Brandon, Chloe, Nikki, and Zoe head to an adoption center called Fuzzy Friends. The four of them come across a big box on a cake. Restart. Whew. Dork Diaries and the Not-So-Perfect Pet Sitter by Rachel Russell. There is a series of books called Dork Diaries, and this book report will focus on and the Not-So-Perfect Pet Sitter. Rachel Russell is the author of Dork Diaries, and she was born on March 13, 1959. Her genre is writing children's books. Nikki Maxwell is the main character of the story, along with her friends, Chloe, who has a mind of her own and likes to think her way. Zoe, who is a follower and agrees with Nikki, and then there's Brandon, who is a friendly and not afraid to say what he thinks. Nikki Maxwell is a girl in 8th grade at WDC school. Is not very popular, however, she's very friendly and mature. Nikki has two best friends, Chloe and Zoe, and a crush on Brandon, who is also a friend of hers. The four of them like to hang out at this place called the Cupcakery. They usually are at the Cupcakery, which is one of their favorite places to hang out with each other. They order cupcakes and talk about their day. Brandon, Chloe, Nikki, Zoe head to an adoption center called Fuzzy Friends. The four of them like to come across the big box on the front step of the Fuzzy Friends with a note attached. They read the note and they open the box, and to their surprise, they find seven puppies and their mom. The adoption center is full for them to keep the puppies. Each of the friends decide to take turns caring for the puppies and their mom, Holly. All of the friends ask their parents if they're able to keep Holly and the puppies. Unfortunately, Nikki's parents didn't decide. That's not a good idea. Nikki lets Chloe and Zoe that her parents will not allow her to keep the puppies. However, she does not tell Brandon. Nikki disobeyed her parents by keeping the puppy secretly in her room. Nikki's turn to keep the puppy, so she kept them in her room while she went to school. She went home at lunch to check on them, and they were doing great. The next morning, Nikki's parents were supposed to go on a field trip with her little sister, but that did not happen because the field trip was canceled. Nikki's mom ended up staying home. Now there was a problem. Nikki had to think fast. She decided that it would be best to take the puppies to school with her. The puppies ended up in the janitor's closet, thinking that they would be safe there. When she went to check on the puppies during her biology class, she found a big mess. Nikki had taken the puppies to the principal's office while the secretary was in the staff room. Principal Watson walks into the office, and to his surprise, he sees a puppy. Will Nikki and Maxwell be in big trouble? My opinion of the book was an easy read, not too many difficult words. It was full of surprises and kept me interested, through the entire book. My favorite part... Okay. There's a series of... Dork Diaries and the Not-So-Perfect Pet Sitter by Rachel Russell. There's a series of books called Dork Diaries. This book report will focus on and the Not-So-Perfect Pet Sitter. Rachel Russell is the author of Dork Diaries, and she was born on March 13, 1959. Her genre is writing children's books. Nikki Maxwell is the main character of the story, along with her friends, Chloe, who has a mind of her own. She likes to think her way. Zoe, who also is a follower and agrees with Nikki, and then there's Brendan, who's friendly and not afraid to say what he thinks. Nikki is a girl who's in 8th grade at WDZ, is not very popular. However, she's a very friendly and mature girl. Nikki has two best friends, Chloe and Zoe, a crush on Brendan, who is also a friend of hers. The four of them like to hang out at this place called Cupcakery. They usually at the Cupcakery, which is one of their favorite places to be with each other. They order cupcakes and talk about their day. Brandon, Chloe, Nikki, and Zoe head to the adoption center called Fuzzy Friends. The four of them come across the big box on the front step of Fuzzy Friends with a note attached. They read the note and open the box, and to their surprise, they find seven puppies and their mom. The adoption center is full of them to keep the puppies. Each of their friends decide to take turns caring for the puppies, and their mom, Holly, and all their friends ask their parents if they're able to keep Holly and her puppies. Unfortunately, Nikki's parents decide it's not a good idea. Nikki lets Chloe and Zoe know that her parents will not allow her to keep the puppies. However, she does not tell Brandon. Nikki disobeyed by keeping the puppies secretly in her room. It was Nikki's turn to keep the puppies, so she kept them in her room while she went to school. When she came home at lunch to check on them, and they're all doing great. The next morning, Nikki's parents were to go on a field trip with her sister, but that did not happen because the field trip was canceled. Nikki's mom ended up staying home. Now there was a problem. Nikki had to think fast. She decided that it would be best to take the puppies to school with her. The puppies ended up in the janitor's closet. They think they would be safe for there. When she went to check on the puppies during her biology class, she found a big mess. Now, Nikki had to take the puppies to the principal's office while the secretary was in the staff room. Principal walks into the office, and to his surprise, he sees the puppy. Will Nikki and her friends be in big trouble? You have to read to find out. My opinion of this book was an easy read, not too many difficult words. It was full of surprises and kept me interested throughout the entire book. My favorite part of the book, when the puppies made a big mess in the janitor's closet, and to see how Nikki, Chloe, and Zoe would react and how fast they could clean up a mess. I enjoyed the book because it was appropriate for my age and it always kept me interested and fun to read. I learned that you always should listen to your parents and not keep secrets, because secrets can get you into a lot of trouble. The characters in this book were believable because the story could happen in real life. All the characters played an amazing and funny role. The plot of the story was believable because the story could happen to anyone at any time. You may like this book. It has a lot of surprises and great friendship and funny things that will happen. This book for people who like an adventure and to solve problems. I found a book to be excellent read and very interesting because it shows people how friendship works and to try and solve problems. By Ava Dundas.